Well, in breaking news this morning, Russia's ambassador to Turkey, Andrei Karlov, has been killed at an art exhibition in the Turkish capital, Ankara. The shooting happened as Andrei Karlov addressed attendees at the opening of a photo exhibition. Turkish media report that the gunman could be heard saying, "Don't forget about Aleppo, don't forget about Syria." Well, Dr. Mehmet Yegen is an independent researcher in Ankara. Mehmet Yegen, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello. Hi.
Can you bring us up to date with what you're hearing there on the ground about the assassination of this Russian ambassador? What do we know happened?
Well, actually, it happened at a very critical time because tomorrow there will be a trilateral talks on Syria, and the assassination came right before the trilateral talks. So it came at a very critical juncture. So it may aim to just derail the talks or other aims, but it really captured the attention as all terrorist attacks try to do that.
Just to bring you up to date, the gunman has been identified as Mevlut Mert, who was an off-duty police officer.
Yes.
Clearly, this has significant implications, the fact that this is somebody working for the Turkish state. Can that intensify, I suppose, the fractiousness that this will cause between Russia and Turkey?
Well, from the early statements of Russian government, they call it as an attack to the Turkey-Russia relations. So we have to conclude the investigations first. How this police officer come up with the idea to do that? Is he alone in doing that? Is it a personal thing or is it an organized thing? Is there a terrorist organization behind it? Whether it's related with Syria, really, or is it about the Turkish opposition trying to show that the Turkish government not in control in Turkey? So there are so many questions about that. If we bring Syria issue, which includes so many terrorist organizations that are involved, so many governments that are involved, it really complicates to really pinpoint who is behind the attack. So from early statements, it's really hard to say that this is this or this is that. But of course, it's really a sad thing for Turkish government to see that a police officer is behind the attack, and that's really hard to accept by the Turks as well.
Exchanging messages with Turkish friends in recent hours, one of them described it to me as this, that Turkey feels like a large-scale crime scene at the moment. Is that your sense of it?
Well, I think that there are so many people that are not happy with what's going on in Aleppo, but nobody would think that it's a good idea to assassinate the Russian ambassador to make it better in the situation in Syria. So clearly there is a bad intention in this attack, and clearly there is this idea to derail the peace efforts, and I hope that it will not. But sadly, we lost a very true friend of Turkey, Russian ambassador, who tries very hard to make things better after the Russian jet was shot by the Turkish air forces. So
can you just remind us?
Unfortunately, complicates the picture.
Can you remind us of that incident? Because it was a potential flashpoint. Situation was calmed, but the shooting of that jet was a very problematic moment.
Well, actually, one of the Russian jets was violated to Turkish airspace, and despite the warnings by Turkish air forces, and in the end, one of the Turkish F-16s was shot the Russian jets that is violating the Turkish airspace. So that created a huge crisis between Turkey and Russia, which lasts like 2 years. And recently, just Turkey and Russia come up with a solution and patched up the problems. And this is another critical event, I think, in Turkey-Russia relations, which created a huge frustration.
What is the relationship between Russia and Turkey today? They have been, as you say, cooperating on Syria, but that comes after some particular difficulties in recent years.
Well, I think Turkey and Russia reached at least a modus vivendi on their positions and policies on Syria. And there is beyond that, Turkey and Russia has a cooperation on energy issues. Turkey and Russia has developing economic ties as well, which were kind of frozen after the jet bomb crisis. So this was kind of resuming the economic relations as well for having a full-fledged relationship. So it came at a very really critical point. But I think that Turkey-Russia relationship is not at a point that is that may bring a huge crisis like the shutdown crisis, because this is a terrorist attack, and the Russian officials acknowledge that this is a terror act, and it's aiming Turkey-Russia relations. But of course, we don't know what will be the implications of this attack to bilateral relations, to the agreement on Syria. So we will see what true effect of this attack will be.
This attack comes a day before a meeting of Russian, Turkish and Iranian foreign and defense ministers in Moscow with the aim of discussing Syria. What is the relationship between the two strongmen that lead Turkey and Russia, Putin and Erdogan? Do they have a reasonable relationship? Can they find a way, do you think, to see through this difficult moment?
Well, I think they can overcome this moment, because the early explanation is that the declarations of the government is that the tomorrow meeting will not be canceled. So that's, I think, an important sign, at least for now. And I think that there is a certain chemistry between the two leaders that they can explain and solve the problems among them. So this is a true attack for the bilateral relations, of course. But I think that they can overcome the issue, at least along with the information that we have in our hands.
All right, we'll leave it there. We appreciate your time, Mehmet Yergin. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mehmet Yergin is Director of Security Studies at the International Strategic Research Organization, talking there about the news of Russia's ambassador to Turkey, Andrei Karlov, who has died after being shot at an art exhibition in the Turkish capital, Ankara. And the news that we are getting in at the moment is that the gunman has been identified as Mevlut Mert, an off-duty police officer from Ankara. It is 19 minutes past six. You're listening to RN Breakfast.